Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're starting Nedarim, Pei Gimel, and Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara had asked that we have a stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if a Isha says, Koinim she'ani nenel b'riyos, eina yachla hafer, even though she asked herself from having enough from everybody, still the husband can't be mefer, because we do not look at this neder as a neder of inoy nefesh, because the baal is not bechlal the word briyos. So even though she asked her, she's not going to have enough from any briyos, she did not mean to include the baal, therefore it's not an inoy nefesh, and he can't be mefer. The Gemara asks that in the next line of the Mishnah we say, Yechayla hili hana is belechet shechir upeya. She's considered an ani, and therefore she can be nene from lecha and shechir upeya like any ani. So the Gemara asks that if the Baal is mutter to give her anah, so she's considered an ashir. If she's considered an ashir, how could she be nene from lechet shechur upeya? From the fact that we're saying she can be nene from lechet shechur upeya, is muchach that she's an ani, which means that she cannot have any anah from her husband. Therefore, she's an ani because she has no one to support her. So the Hagmara had given three terutzim, and we're going to deal with Rav Nachman's terutz. Rav Nachman said, La'ilam baal lav b'chal b'riyasu. The Baal is not included in Brias, and that's why the ratio of the Mishnah is beautiful. That if you say, Koinim shani nana la Brias, any yachal la hafir, because it's not a neder of inner nefesh, because she could have enough from her husband. I, the Gemara, had asked, why could she have enough from Lechet Shechur Upeya, Lechaira, if she could have enough from her husband, therefore she should blibe an Ashir, an Ashira, and she shouldn't be able to be nana from Lechet Shechur Upeya. On that, the Rav Nachman says, Hachi Ketani, Niskarsha, when she's married to her husband, so she's considered an ashir, she cannot be nana from matnas aniyim. The Mishnah just means to say that if afterwards she's nisgarsha, now the husband is b'chal the neder, because the only reason that the husband was not included in the neder was because a person does not mean to include her husband when she asks herself from all the briyos. But the second that she gets divorced from him, then he is included in the nether, and therefore now she is an ani, so therefore now she could go and be nana from Lechet Shechur Upeya. Comes out, according to Rav Nachman, a tremendous chiddush. If someone says a nether, and at the time of the nether, somebody was not included in the nether, but later on, he's able to be included in the nether, he changes jobs, we'll see in the Ron exact cases, so you see from our Gemara that we do not go bust with the Shas Amira. And even though at the time that you said the nether, he wasn't included, if afterwards he becomes included in the nether will be chal regarding this person, and therefore you would be usher in that person. So the Ran is Meirich in this Nekuda, and he brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if someone's noyder mi yordei hayam, la'achar shloishim, someone says, I'm not going to have any anah from yordei hayam, from sailors, people that live on the ocean. And then, Yesh kan Adam shebashas nidroi humi yardi ayam. At the time of the neder, there's a person that was a sailor. Ula achim ikein kaidim shleshim yoyim nasa mi yeshvei yabasha. At the time that the neder is being chal, this person changed jobs, changed where he lives. Now he lives bi yabasha. So he's not anymore a yardi ayam. So at the time of the amira, he would have been usher. But at the time that the neder is being chal, he should not be usher. So do you go basa the Amira or basa the Chalais? So the Gemara says it's totally in the Machlaikas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which is really the Gemara and the Dharm later on Peches. We have a Mishnah that a Isha that says that I'm a Kabbal Naziris in 30 days. And then she subsequently gets married. Do we say since at the time of the Chalais she has a husband so he could be Mefer? Or do we say since at the time of the Amira she didn't have a husband, therefore he can't be Mefer? So we have a clear machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Yishmael, if you go basta the Amira or the Chalais. So the Yishalmi says that so too, when you're making neder miyardei ayam, and someone changes his position, and now he becomes a Yeshvei Yabasha, it would be totally that machlokes, you go basta the Amira or basta the Chalais. So the Ran asks that the Bavli can't stim with this Yishalmi. There's obviously a machlokes Bavli and the Yishalmi. Because our Gemara, according to Rav Nachman, he's clearly saying that if someone switches after the Amira and becomes Bechlal de Brias. In our case, there was Neskarsha, so now we say the Baal is Bechlal Brias. So now she's not allowed to have enough from him. Therefore, she becomes an Aniya and she can collect like a Shechur Upeya. Clearly, you're not going Basar Amira. So that should only be true according to Rabbi Shmuel, not according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Ran Bavarns, maybe you'll say that Rabbi Nachman holds that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Ran says it can't be, because the Stamash Mishnah, the Peches, is like Rabbi Akiva, that in the case that someone says, Harenin Nazir al-Achal Amid Yoim, you can't be Mefer. So you see, the do go Basar, the Shas Amira. Since our Perek is going according to Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnahis are going that you go buster the Amira, how could Rav Nachman say that over here you don't have to go buster the Amira? So it must be, the Ran's point is, that the Ba'avli does not hold like the Yerushalmi, that the Shaila of Amira and Chalais is totally in Rav Akiva and Bishmol. Rather, we hold that even according to Rav Akiva, that says the Gavi Hafara, that you do go buster Amira, but Rav Nachman holds that even according to Rav Akiva, in our Sugi you don't have to go buster Amira. The Ran goes on to explain that the Bavli holds, and when someone makes a neder, so that's totally in Lashem Ne'adam. We had throughout the Masechta that Nedarim Holchen Acher Lashem Ne'adam. And therefore, since a person means anyone that's included B'Shas the Amira or the Chalois, therefore you don't have to necessarily go Basar the Amira. The Sugi later on by Afara, that's there's a Kasher, that's Psukim that we darshin, that Afara has to be the Shas Amira. But even Rabbi Kiva that, Legabi Afara, because Basar Shas Amira, when it comes to what a person meant, when he made a neder, there will go even Basar the Shas Chalois, you don't need Dafka the Shas Amira. The Yerushalmi argues in the Bavli, because Yerushalmi holds when a person makes a neder, the Lashem Nei Adam is not to include anything that's Bein Ba'amira, Bein B'Shas Chalois. Rather, a person means that I want anyone that is in that status at the time of the Iker Neder should be included in the Neder. Now, what's the Shas Iker Neder? That Yerushalmi says is totally in Rabbi Kiva and Bishmol. Rabbi Kiva and Bishmol's argument, Legabe Afara, we see from that Machlaikis what they hold constitutes the main part and the main Iker part of a Neder. So if Rabbi Kiva holds you go Basar Amira, Legabe Afara, so too the das of the person was to include anyone that had a certain status at the time of the Amira. And Rabbi Shmuel, that goes Basar the Chalois, here also go Basar the Chalois. That's the Machlaikis probably in Yerushalmi. Do we say that a person's Neder means anyone that's included, Bein B'Shas Amira, Bein B'Shas Afara, that's the Shitas Bavli. The Yerushalmi says he means the Ikar Nidrei, the Shas Ikar Nidrei, and that's totally in Rav Kiva and Rav Yishmael. Now the Rishash asked a tremendous question on this whole setup of the Ran. He asked, if you look closely at the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi's case was, Neidr Miyordi Hayam, La'achar Shloshim. V'yesh kan odom shebeshas nidroi hu miyordei hayom ula'ach mikein koidim shloshim yoim nasa miyesh ve'yabosha. Which means, you made a neder that's asking yourself from people that are yordei hayom. After 30 days, you want this neder to be chal after 30 days. On that we say, if someone switches his status and he becomes a yesh ve'yabosha koidim shloshim yoim, before the zman of the chalois, then the Yerushalmi says it's totally in Yishmol and Mekiva. Do you go Basar the Amira or the Chalois? But even Rabbi Yishmol that goes Basar the Chalois, it can't be after the Chalois. Rather, the Yerushalmi says it's only someone that became a Yeshvei Abasha Koidim Shleishim Yoy. So there we say, even though B'Shas Amira you were a Yerde Ayam, but since at the time of the Chalois you're a Yeshvei Abasha, so according to Rabbi Yishmol that would be enough to be Chal Neder on these people. But let's say you only became a Yeshvei Abasha 2 years later. So at the time of the Amira, you're Yordei Ayam, and at the time of the Chalois, you're also a Yordei Ayam. The Yerushalmi is pretty clear that Lekul Yam won't be Chal. According to Rabbi Kiva, won't be Chal because you go Basar Amira. And even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that doesn't necessarily go Basar Amira, but you need at least to be included in the Neder at the time of the Chalois. But if you only get included after the Chalois, then Lekul Yam, you're not going to be included in the Neder. So how could the Ran say, Teich Dvarov, he bavarns an answer. He says, maybe you'll say that Rav Nachman holds our Mishnahs like Rabbi Shmuel. So it's clear in the Ran that if you would be able to say that Rav Nachman would learn our Mishnah according to Rabbi Shmuel, everything would be good. But even according to Rabbi Shmuel, our case is not totally in the Yerushalmi's case. Our case, the Kuli Amos should be Shver. Our case was an Isha that was neider from all the priests. She made the neder today and it was Chal today. A year later, she's Niskasha. So he turned into the Brius. But that's after the Amir and after the Chalois. Over there, the Kuli Alma, you're not going to be included in the Nether. So the Ran that's saying that our Shaila should be Toloi, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, according to Yerushalmi, is not really true. It should actually be Shver, the Kuli Alma. The Shash blives with this question. Sarachim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara is dealing with the end of the Mishnah. In the end of the Mishnah, we said that Yechayel Lehana is Belechet Shechiru Peyer. Since she can't have enough from her husband, therefore she's considered an Ani, and she could be Nana from Lechet Shechiru Peyer. The Gemara is Medayik, V'loi Ketani Yubamaiser Ani. The Mishnah does not say that you could have enough from Maiser Ani. The Gemara asks, V'atani Rebrai, so that you could have enough from Maiser Ani? The Gemara answers, Lekosh Harbel Yezer Harabonon. We have a machlokes of Eliezer and the Rabbanon. If by Dmai you have a chiyuv to be kairos shem of Maiserani, Eliezer well, says you don't have to be kairos shem Maiserani, and the Chum say you do have to be kairos shem Maiserani. So you see a machlokes if Maiserani causes tevel, which the Gemara says leads to the Shiloh. The Ran's going to explain that this would lead us to say that there is a tevis hana, which would mean that there's an asina going on. That means she's being nene from him. Since he has a tevis hana, he has the ability to receive credit. And people, we mak her tev to him for giving it. That means he has a tevis nasina when he gives it. So since there's an asina going on, so she can't be nene from someone that she asked her to have enough from, because here she's receiving an asina from him. Only by things that it's not a nesina, it's just that he's leaving it over. By lechet shechiru peyer, there's no nesina. Rather, you leave it in the field and she takes it. So that's not considered that you're getting it from him. But if you hold that it doesn't create tevel, so then there is no tevel sana, because tevel and tevel sana go hand in hand. If there's no tevel sana, means there's no nesina, so it's just an aziva, and therefore she's not having ana, and she's allowed to take it. Now it's an interesting machlokes rishonim, and how to understand the words of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, you have to be kairos shem, but you don't have to be mafresh. Now what does it mean, kairos shem ve'ein tzarech lahafresh? So the Rosh and the Mefarish explain that kairos shem doesn't necessitate any ma'isa hafrasha. All you have to do is you have a kri in front of you, you have a bundle of peiros in front of you, so you can look to the sofen in the darim, to a side of these peiros, and you say that side should be the Maiser Ani, and since the halacha is Hamotzi Mechaveri Ol Varaya, so the Ani will never be able to take this Maiser Ani for himself, because maybe Maiser Ani was given already by the Am Haaretz. So all you have to do is be Kairos Shem on one of the sides, you don't have to do any Maiser Afrasha, and Ein Tzarech Lahafresh means you don't have to do an Afrasha, Kipshuta, you don't have to do a Maiser Afrasha, just be Kairos Shem to the left side or the right side, and you're finished. Tosfos, however, explains Kairos Shem Umafrisha La'atzme. Taisha says you have to make a Maisa Afrasha. Maisa only needs a Maisa Afrasha. The Ein Tzarech La'afrisha means Kaloimar Ein Tzarech L'tzitei La'ani. He sounds like you do have to make a Maisa Afrasha because you want to be yotze this mitzvah of doing Maisa Ani. It's not enough to be Kairos Shem. You have to do a Maisa Afrasha. The Ein Tzarech La'afrish, Taisha has to be Madchik, just means that you don't have to give it to the Ani. But it's clear in Tosfos that the Maisa Afrasha you will have to make. So we have a Machlokes Rosh with the Mefarish against Tosfos. It's to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Maisa Ani. It's enough with a Kriyas Shem without doing the Maisa Afrasha, or you need the Maisa Afrasha. It's not clear what exactly is the Yisayin of Machlokes. Now also on this line of the Gemara, that the Chacham had said, Kairos Shem Ein Tzarech Lahafrish, it's a big Nidoin. What happens if you're not Kairos Shem? The Ran says, in the Ramas Chuvacham Aymerim, he says, since the Chacham hold that it's Vadei Toivloi, so if you're going to eat from this Kri without being Mafrish, or the Kri Hashem, of the Maiser Ani, you're going to have Misa. Just like we know that Misa of not giving Truma, not giving Truma's Maiser, not giving Maiser Rishon, all those things carry the din of Misa. So too, Maiser Ani, if you're not Mafrish, it's Tevel, and Tevel has Misa B'dei Shemayim. Before in the Ran, you got Misa Yishmaim, which is also the Shita of the Taisi Yishanim in Yevamis, that Peivav, that the Tevel of Maiser Ani has Misa Yishmaim. Taisis in Yevamis, that Peivav, the Rimaschul E, is actually Mesupik. It's not clear in the Gemara in Yevamis if you get Misa. The Gemara brings a Braisa that Truma we know makes Tevel. Maaser Rishon we know makes Tevel. What about Maaser Ani? And they bring a Pasuk that Maaser Ani also makes Tevel. Taisus Mesupik, if the Gemara means that it's on the same level as Tevel, as the other types of Tevel, of Truma and Maaser Rishon, which is really the Truma's Maaser that's in the Maaser Rishon that's creating the Tevel, but those type of Tevels we know carry the din of Misa De Shemayim. But we never have a clear Gemara that Maaser Ani also have this din of Misa. This is actually Mesupik, if you learn it out from the other Tevelim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mechalos Asuras, Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf, and the Chinuch, and Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet, they pasken clearly that you do not get Misa, only if you're Tevel a Truma, or Truma's Maaser, then you get Misa, but if you're Tevel for Maaser Ani, you do not have Misa. There's actually a fascinating Haggah on the side of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav, the Haggaiyus of Mari Landau. He brings down the Medrash in Eicha on the Pasuk of Golsa Yehuda Me'ayni. So the Medrash says, Golsa Yehuda Me'ayni means the reason that the Gols happened was the Yidden were not being careful, they were being lax in keeping the halachas of Matnas Aniyim. And the meaning of the word Me'ayni is a lashon of Matnas Aniyim, of giving the Maaser Ani that they were supposed to give. And not giving Maaser Ani carries the halacha of Misa, because it's Tevel, like all of it, Tfalim, and therefore you have Misa. So he brings this down as a raya to the Ran and the Tais Yishanim that is Misa by the Tevel of Maaser Ani. Beferish Medrash, that Golsi Yehuda Me'ayni carries the din of Misa. Now this Machlokes Rishonim, if Tevel of Maaser Ani has din Misa or is just a lav, has tremendous ramifications in the lumdus of what Tevel is. It's a famous Shaila from the Asman Deraisa in Klal Beis. He wants to know if the Isser Tevel and the Isser Truma are related or not. And he has two Chakiras. He has one side that the Isser Tevel comes from the Isser Truma. He has another side that the Isser Truma comes from the Isser Tevel. We're going to focus, for now, on the Tzad and the Asr and the Raisa, that the entire Isser of Tevel comes from the Truma, which means that every time you have a bundle of fruits in front of you, so we say there's a din Truma that you have to give out of this bundle. So you always have a Truma mixed in to this Kri. If there's a din Truma mixed into this Kri, so we'll say is, the reason why there's an Isser Tevel, the reason why there's an Isser to eat things that don't have Truma given off, is because there's Truma mixed in. Anytime you have a Kri that did not have Truma given off, so you have the Truma mixed in, so you're eating Truma. So the Isser of Tevel is nothing more than the Isser Truma. Just like you're not allowed to eat Truma, so there's another din that any Kri that didn't have the Truma taken off, so it's a mixture that has in it Truma, we're not even sure where the Truma is in this mixture, you're eating something that has Truma mixed in. So the Isser Tevel is Neveya and comes out of the Isser Truma. Now what's leading the Asan Raisa to say such a Chiddush? So he starts off that there's a tremendous, interesting Chiddush going on in these two parashas that you don't really find in too many other parashas. He says, Misa V'dei Shemayim is not found by so many Surim. Truma has Misa V'dei Shemayim, and Tevel has Misa V'dei Shemayim. So L'chayra is not a coincidence. L'chayra, these Surim are related. So therefore he's Masadeh that the entire Isra of Tevel is nothing more than the Isra of Truma. Just like Truma has an Isra of Misa V'dei Shemayim, so too Tevel is that Isra. Because since you didn't give off the Truma of this Kri, so the Kri has Truma mixed in, and that's why you get Misa V'dei Shemayim. We'll get to this later on in the Shir. There's a Raya from the Ran on our Amud to this Shaila. But Hanigel the Don is, if we're saying now that there are Rishonim that hold that Maaser Ani, which is mutter to resort to eat. Maybe it's gzela, but there's no iser to eat Maaser Ani. Mitzah, the fact of the Kedusha. So, if there's nothing wrong with eating this chayfetz, how could I say that you get Misa V'dei Shemayim because I'm eating the Maaser Ani Shabbai? If the entire iser of Tevel is nothing more than eating the Truma that's mixed in, that's why I'm not allowed to eat something that's Tevel for Truma, so that my Maaser Ani, how could you get Misa V'dei Shemayim? You can't have more of an Isser than the thing that has trouble for, which is the svara the Ram is going to bring down. But I'm just pointing out that you see from here that you could have Misa B'dei Shemayim without having that thing being Aser. So it's clearly a coincidence. Clearly the din that Tevel has, Misa B'dei Shemayim, has nothing to do with the din that Truma has Misa B'dei Shemayim. So we're coming out that the entire license to clear this Shaila that maybe Tevel is nothing more than eating Truma that's not Mevureres in the Kri is only going to be possible according to the Rishayim that the Tevel of Maaser Ani carries a lav if all you have is a lav. So we'll see that a lav we could live with. A lav, we don't mind that Tevel has a lav. The whole reason that we started saying that Tevel has to be a new lumdus to say that it's nothing more than eating the Truma that's mixed in was because there's a Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if we see that Maaser Ani has Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's a raya that there's an ability to have Misa B'dei Shemayim without having the thing mixed in having Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that would knock out the entire basis for this tzad. So the entire tzad, to be able to say that the Tevel and Truma are connected, would only be, according to the Rishonim, that the whole din of Tevel and Maaser Ani is nothing more than a lav. Now continuing on with the Gemara said, this machloikis, if a Isha could be Nene from the Maaser Ani, is Taloi, if there's a Maaser Nesina here, which is based on the halachas of Tevis Hanah, which is Taloi in Tzveikei Tevel or not. The Ran explains, why does Tzveikei Tevel affect the Din Tevis Hanah? So he said that the Pasuk's mashma that they go hand in hand, the Pasuk says, V'leichalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael es ashe yorimu. And we darshan that we're talking about asidim lichum akasma daber. V'leichalu means that you're tevel. You didn't do the proper truma, so therefore there's a chil here. And then the pasuk says yorimu, which is a lashon nesina. So it sounds like something that's tevel automatically has this halacha that there's an nesina going on. Things that are not tevel, let's say like a chichru peya, do not cause any tevel. So there we could have a din aziva. All you're doing is leaving it there. You don't have any mice in the scene. You don't have any tevis anah. You're not in control of who gets it. To say that she's being nana from you. But anything that makes tevel, so it's included in the pasuk of leichal is kachem nei yisrael, then you have the din of asherimu, that you have a tevis anah, and then the scene. So the Ran says that that's clearly the machloikis in the Gemara, if sveiki tevel, and therefore you have tevis anah or not. But we still need a beer in this din. And this machlaikis, if Maaser Ani causes tevel or not, what's the yisoid of machlaikis? So the Ran says, a tremendous yisoid, we just touched upon it when we mentioned the Asin the Reis, no? And that is, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, Yefshur sheha kri atzmai chomer, mipnei Maaser Ani amurubai, yoyser mei Maaser Ani atzmai. You could never have tevel more usr than the din of the thing that you're being mafresh. Since Maaser Ani itself is Mutar Lazarim and doesn't carry a din of Misa, how could we say that if you don't give Maaser Ani, the tevel of that thing is more chomer than the thing itself? Bishlema by Truma, the Ran says, there it makes sense that as tevel as, because since Truma itself is Aser and carries the din of Misa B'dei Shemayim, so Royhu Shetasa Tarabasa, so we understand that the entire Taruvus, which has in it Truma, which is a chiv to be mafish from this kri, a truma, and you weren't mafish it, so you're eating something that has truma mixed in, we understand could have the halacha Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if the Maaser Ani itself is mutter to a zar, how can we say that if you ate something that has Maaser Ani mixed in, that you'll have Misa? So Rabbi Eliezer says, obviously Maaser Ani does not create tevel. So what are the Rabbanan hold? The Ran says, the Rabbanan have a pasuk. The Gemara in Yevamos Peivav brings a pasuk that even Tevel Maaser Ani is Aser. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Maaser Ani minayin tamalaymer leisucha lecha b'sharecha lalon uaymer v'alchu b'sharecha v'saveyu masharecha amar lalon Maaser Ani avkan Maaser Ani v'amar achmona leisuchal." There's a gzeres akasev that Maaser Ani causes Tevel, and ain't a chanami in lamdas. Rabbi Yezer has a point that how could it be? We never find that Tevel will be more chomer than the actual thing that you're supposed to be mafresh. But there won't have a pasuk. The pasuk says that if you're not mafresh Maaser Ani, it is tevel. Now, this is really the shayla that we had before. We said the Asin d'Oraisa declares if the Ister tevel is nothing more than eating something that has truma mixed in, or it's a new Ister. So this Ran would be black and white that Rabbi Yezer holds the Isser Tevel is nothing more than the din of Truma being mixed in. Therefore, by Master Ani, he held it can't be that it's Tevel. It can't be that it causes Tevel because it can't be more Chumer than its actual din when it is given. Now, to be Myrich in this Inyan, a little, the Asvin the Raisa brings down that's really a Machloikis Rashi and Taisis and Yavam and Stafevav. Rashi over there says, what's the Mekar that Tevel has Misdei Shemayim? There's no Pasik Mefurish Bataira that Tevel has Misdei Shemayim. By Truma we have a Pasik, by Tevel we don't have a Pasik. But Rashi says that of course Tevel is Misdei Shemayim, because since Truma has Misa, so therefore Tevel has Misa. Now the Asvin the Raisa explains that Rashi clearly holds now, the Isser Tevel is nothing more than the Isser Truma. Therefore, since the Isser Tevel is that you're eating Truma, therefore it's going to have the same halacha misa de shemayim. Taisus over there asks in Rashi that it can't be. It can't be that the Isser Tevel is that you're eating Truma. Because Im Kain, a Kayin who's allowed to eat Truma, should be allowed to eat Tevel. If you're telling me, there's no new Isser called Tevel. Rather, there's an Isser Truma. And if you weren't mafrish, so it's mixed in here, truma. And since you're not allowed to eat truma, that's the mikara ister of eating tevel. So a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel. And we know, of course, that a kohen cannot eat tevel. So Taisus says it must be that there's a hekesh. There's a hekesh from tevel to truma, just like truma has misa de shemayim, so too tevel has misa de shemayim. Zok the as and the raisa. We have a clear Taisus that argues on the havana of tevel. Taisus holds a new ister. That's why even a Kayin can have the new Isser. Taisus needs a new Makar that is Misa Vesh Shemayim by Tevel. It happens to be a Hekesh to Truma. But clearly, Taisus not hold like Rashi. Taisus holds the Isser Tevel and Isser Truma are not related. But Rashi holds Isser Tevel and Truma are related. Now, they ask in the Raisa, says a Teretz for Taisus, Kash, and Rashi. Taisus had asked, how could Rashi say that the Isser Tevel is that is Truma mixed in? Im Kain, every Kayin should be allowed to eat Tevel. So he says that just like we find by a carbon, a regular carbon, you cannot eat it till the Zrika. After the Zrika, you could eat it. Meshuchim Gvayik Azachu, it really has Me'ilah, it's Kodshim, it's Hashem's to a degree. And with the Zrika, it becomes Mamin Kayim. So that's his mashal to what's going on over here. Every Truma also, there's an Indian of Kedusha. Anyone that eats it gets Misa Shemayim, if you're not a Kayim. But this din that a Kohen could eat it only happens with the Harama. With this Afrasha, now you have a Hetel Kohen and a Nechanami. It's been Truma the whole time, Rashi will say. Tevel is not a new Isser. Tevel is just as Truma mixed in. Why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? So the Mashal would be the same reason a Kohen can't eat a carbon before the Zrika. Because something's on the level of Kachin, it has Kedusha. And you need to get the Kedusha off. So just like you need a Zrika to get the Kedusha off of Shlomim, so too you need the Hafrasha to get the Kedusha off this Truma, and now Kain can eat it. So in Echanami, the Isser Truma and the Isser Tevel is the same Isser, but a Kain who's Mutter and Truma will only have that Heter after the Hafrasha. That's the Teretz for the Asim and the Raisa for Rashi. Now, the Hartzvi from Svi Pesach Frank, on his Chelik on Zrom, Chelik Zrom Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin Ois Gimel, he asked the Stira in Ran. He doesn't know the Shitas of Ran Benegei this Shaila. This Machloek is Rashi and Taisvis. If the Isser of Tevel is nothing more than the Isser Truma or the new Isser, here's a Stira in the Ran. On one hand, we have the Ran on the Pei Dalet. Our Ran we mentioned earlier. The Ran by us says clearly that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Maaser Ani cannot be Tevel, because since Maaser Ani is Mutal Azarim, there's no way that the Tevel will be B'misa. How could the Tevel be worse than the actual din of the Maaser itself? However, on Afyud Beis, the Gemara is talking about the halacha of Hatfasa B'davar Anadar. We hold, you only could say, Hare Kikur Zeh Kizeh, and it will be Chal, if the other thing was Davar Anadar. If you say Harezek, another chafis that you had made a neder on, it will be chal d'atvasa. But if you say Harezek chazer, which is not davar another, it's aser without the neder, it's aser from Hashem, it's not a davar another, so the neder is not chal. What about truma? The Gemara says in Afyud Beis that truma is not a davar another. So Taisus and the Rosh say, you know why Truma is not a davar another? Because since it was Asr the entire time, even before you mafresh the Truma, there was an Isr here, which they mean Tevel. So when you're being mafresh the Truma, you're not creating a new Isr with your nether. It was Asr the whole time. And really, you're being matir the rest. By you giving the Truma, now it's not Tevel anymore and you could eat it. You're not creating the Isr Truma by saying, how is the Truma? Because the Isr Truma was really here before. That sounds like Rashi and Yavamas, that the Isr Tevel is at this Truma mixed in, so it'll come out. You're not creating the Truma was here the whole time. But the Ran and Daf Yudbeis is not learned like Tosfos and the Rosh. The Ran and Daf Yudbeis says it's not called a Davar Another, because Davar Another has to be Usr to everybody. Since Truma is mutter to certain people, and it's us to other people, therefore it's not on the level of Davar Another. Davar Another is only something that's Usr to everybody. So, Rabbi Tzvi Beisach Frank asks, we have a tremendous steer in the Ran. On one hand, we have the Ran on Peidalot and Beis, which clearly learns like Rashi in Yavamas. And he holds that the Isser Tevel is the Isser Truma, it's the same Isser. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer said that Maiserani does not create Tevel, because since the Maiserani is Mutl Azarim, the Tevel can't be more Chomer than the Maiserani alone. So what stopped him from learning like Tosfos and the Rosh and Nafi Beis? Why don't we say that Truma is not a Davar Another, because there's been Truma here the whole time? Because the entire Isser of Tevel is that there's Truma mixed in. From the fact that the Ran did not learn like those Rishonim would indicate that he holds like Tosfos and Yavamas, that holds that the Isser Tevel and the Isser Truma are not related. Therefore, he's bothered. Till now, you had an Isser Tevel, and you're creating a new Isser called Truma that was never here before. And on that, he had to be Machadish, this new Yisoid, that you're not considered a Davar Another if you're not us to everybody. But if he holds, like he holds on Peidal and Beis, like Rash and Yavamas, that the Isser Tevel is the Isser Truma, so why wouldn't he learn like the Rosh and Tosfos? This is the Kasha of the Har Tzvi. So he answers a very simple thing. He says, really, it's the Tosfos the Kasha, because the Rabbanan argue on that Peidal and Beis. All the Ran did on Peidal and Beis was explain to Rabbi Yezer. He said, Rabbi Yezer holds that the reason why my son doesn't make Tevel is because the Tevel can't be more chumra than the Truma. So clearly, the Rabbi Yezer holds a Grash and Yavamas. But the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say they dash in the Pasuk that we have in Yavamas Peivav, that Maiserani does make Tevel. So you see that they could have a new Isser Tevel, nothing to do with the din of Maiserani that's mixed in. So if you can have a new din of Tevel, according to the Rabbanan, to the Ran on Dafid Beis wanted to stim the Sugi on Dafid Beis, the Kuli Alma. That holds like Rashi Yavamas, that the Tevel and Truma are the same Isser, you would have been able to learn like the Rosh and Tosfos. But since he wants to make that Sugya be applicable even according to Rabbanim, therefore he needed a new reason. So in reality, the Har Tzvi is saying, this Machlaikis, Rashi and Tosfos, is really Machlaikis Tanayim. Rabbi Yezer and the Rabbanim, in the Dharm, according to the Ran, are arguing in the Shiloh of the Rashi and Machlaikis Tanayim. The Har Tzvi goes on to say another important point, and that is, how does Rashi in Yavamas learn our sugya? Rashi in Yavamas says that the Isser Tevel is nothing more than the Isser Truma that's mixed in. So how could the Rabbanon in our sugya say that the Tevel of Maiserani also is Aser? How could Tevel of Maiserani be Aser if Maiserani itself is Mutl Azarim? So the Har Tzvi says that you have to say like this. You have to say that Rashi knows that it's possible for Tevel to be an Isser. Nothing wrong with learning Kipshutai, like Taisa, that Tevel is a new Isser. The only thing bothered Rashi is, like we mentioned earlier, that the entire basis of this Lumdus is, because what's the, you know, chances that such a coincidence would happen, that Truma and Tevel would carry the same punishment? And if we find that they both have Mitzvah Shemayim, Mistama, they're related. So the Har Tzvi says like this. Rashi would hold that Tevel and Maiserani only carries a lav. We said earlier as a machlekes, if Maiserani, the Tevel Maiserani is a lav or Misa. So he says Rashi would hold is only a lav. So the Rabbanan hold is Exes HaKosev, a Riboy, in Yavamas Peivav, it's Marba, that Tevel and Maiserani is also a lav. But why do you have Mitzvah Shemayim by the Tevel of Truma? On that Rashi holds that the Makar of the Tevel of every Truma is because Truma itself is Mitzvah Shemayim, therefore Tevel is nothing more than the Truma. But Ein Hanami, even in a case when you can't answer the Tevel based on the fact that there's that din itself mixed in, you'll still have an answer of Tevel. It's the cost of Tevel's answer. So it's coming out according to the Har Tzvi. In reality, there's two Isurim every Tevel. There's the cost of Tevel's answer. The Misa is the second din. You're getting Misa because there's Truma mixed in. But even in a case when you won't have Truma mixed in, Lamash Lamaiserani, our case, when the thing that's mixed in alone is not enough to answer, you still have an Isur of the Xeris Akasim of Tevel. That's how the Har Tzvi learns how Rashi would learn our Sugya. The Gemara continues that Abaya argues on this pshat of the Machlokes. He says the Machlokes, the Chachamim, and Eliezer is not if Sveikei Tevel or not. Rather, the Machlokes is L'kuli Alma Sveikei Tevel. Of course, Ma'aser Ani creates Tevel. The Machlokes, if you have to give Ma'aser Ani by Demai, is do we have a right to assume that the Amoritz gave Ma'aser Ani or not? What's the Yesod of Machlokes? So he says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no reason why an Amoritz wouldn't give Ma'aser Ani. Given the Ilu Mafke Nichse V'Hava Ani V'Shakale, Les Leib Seida, he's not losing anything out. If he's not losing anything out, why wouldn't he do it? He'll give the Ma'aser Ani, and if he really wants it for himself, he'll be Mafke all his Nechasim, he'll turn it to an Ani, and he'll take it for himself. Since he has a way to keep it for himself, there's no reason why he wouldn't give the Ma'aser Ani. Therefore, when you buy Peiros from a Amoritz, you have no reason to assume he didn't give Ma'aser Ani. Therefore, even though not giving Ma'aser Ani does create Tevel, but you don't have to worry that he didn't give the Ma'aser Ani. However, the Chachamim hold, Nichse le'mafkir, Inish demirzes, Dilma zachu b'hehu, Inish achrina. The bottom hold, that Amoritz is scared to be mafkir's nechassim, because he's scared that someone else will run and chap it ice from him and take away his nechassim. Therefore, even though he has his eitzah of making himself an ani and being zeich for himself, he's scared to do it, and therefore he will not be mafresh ma'aser ani. Therefore, if you buy peiros from an amoritz, you must be mafresh ma'aser ani. Now, the achronim have a tremendous question. The gvur sari, yuma daftes, rikiv eger, amishnais and demai, perik dalid, mishnah gimel, islam and zayin. They both ask that we have a halacha, tzigamar and chulin, that an ani is not allowed to be zeich in his own ma'aser ani. If an ani has a field, he's an ani, he's not worth 200 zuz, so he's entitled to take ma'aser ani, but he's not allowed to take his own ma'aser ani. He has a field and he's mafresh ma'aser ani, he has to give it to a different ani. It's a lav for an ani to take ma'aser for himself. So how could Rabbi Eliezer say that Amoritz has an eitzah to mafker his nechasim, turn himself into an ani, and then take it for himself? But an ani is not allowed to take his own ma'aser ani. Since this ma'aser is his ma'aser, how could he go ahead and take it for himself? He's being over a lav. How could he have to say that we're not worried about an Amoritz because he has his eitzah, it's not a good eitzah? Now it's interesting because Rashi in Metziah Daf Tes says, mamish this halacha. He says that if someone is mafker his field, so now he's an ani, he's still not allowed to take it. Because this is including the halacha that an ani is not allowed to take his own ma'aser ani. Now the Pnei Yeshua in Bava Metzia argues on Rashi. He says misvari could be mechalik. When do we say the halacha that an ani can't take his own ma'aser ani? That's when it's his field. He has a field. He has ma'aser ani of his field. So if right now he has ma'aser ani of his field, the ani is not allowed to take the ma'aser ani that was created from his sada. However, if you're mafka the sada, because like in our case, when you're mafka everything, and that's what's making you an ani, because you have no money, so we don't see any connection between you and this ma'aser ani. You mafish ma'aser ani, so it's now mamon aniyim, but it's not mamon aniyim of yours, of your sada, because it's not your sada anymore. So the second that you're mafka the sada, maybe you would be able to take the ma'aser ani. That's machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and Rashi, and Bava Metzia. So the Chazon Ish in Zroim Kuf Lamed Vav, and the Har Tzvi in Zroim Siman Aleph, they say Haferishu Raya to the Pnei Yeshua from our sugya, because our sugya says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mefarish, Mamish this Nidain, that a Ani is allowed to take it, even though he's really an Asher, but he was Mafkir Sada, he's allowed to take it. Ay, Kveger, and the Gurus are asking this halacha that an ani is not allowed to take his own thing. You have to say like the Pnei Yeshua. When do we say an ani is not allowed to take his own thing? That's all when it's his sada. But if he's mafker his sada, so we don't see so much the connection between him and this ma'aser ani, because it's not any more the ma'aser ani of his field, and therefore you are allowed to take it. So we're favored to Gemara like the Pnei Yeshua. Now, to Miyash of Rashi, one could say, we'll see later on in the Shir, the Gemara in Makis brings down a Baya in a different Lashon. So, there's a big Shiloh, what exactly is a Stira and a Baya, what to do with the Stira. The Karanira says that this issue, this Machlaikis, Rashi and the Pnei Yeshua, is a Machlaikis Asugis. The reason why the Gemara in Makis didn't want to say like the Gemara in Nedarim is because they were bothered by this question. This question of the Gvur Sari and Rekiv Eger, it was such a good question that the Gemara Makis switched Abai's Lashon. It's Machlokes HaSugyos. So now we have a little Pasach for Rashi. Rashi holds, not like the Pnei Yeshua, he holds that you have an Isser to take your own Chayfetz, even if you were Mafkir the Sada. And I, there's a Gemara Nedarim, but there's actually Machlokes HaSugyos. Anyway, there's a big Shiloh, how to stim the Gemara Makis and the Gemara Nedarim. So you have to say, like the Karanari, it's Machlokes HaSugyos. So Rashi's going like the Gemara Makis. That would be an easy way out to answer for Rashi. Now, Hisham Nedarim brings this question of Rabbi Kiveger, that how could you go and be zeich for yourself? Aye, there's a halacha that Ani is not allowed to take his own Maiserani. He brings down a terrace from the Chuvas Marit, in Chelik Aleph, Simon Pehei. Marit says that the Isser for an Ani to be zeich and his Maiserani was said to an Ani. Is that Hilchas Aniyim is, Aniyim have to make sure the Maaser Ani goes to another Ani. This person's an Ashir. This person is an Ashir that gave away, that was Mafrish Maaser Ani. Now he wants to have an Eitzah, this Amaris wants to have an Eitzah to get it back. So he's Mafrish Nechasim, he turns himself into an Ani, and now he's taking it. In fact, Kuvayga and the Gvur Sari, an Ani's not allowed to take his own thing. Zog the Shalom Nidarim, Hashem the Marit. Only an Ani has an Isser to take his own thing. An Usher never has an Isser. So since at the time that you were Mafish, you were an Usher, so you're really an Usher that has a trick to get back his own thing. Since at the time that you were Mafish, you were an Usher, you're not the person that has the Lav. The point of the Lav is, we want Aniyim to make sure they're going to give their Maaser Ani to other people. So the Torah said Aniyim have certain halachas. This person's an Usher. If at the time of that afrash you're an usher, there's no problem with you being zaycha, even though at the time that you're being zaycha that you're an ani, because if you weren't an ani, you wouldn't be allowed to take it. So you turn yourself into an ani to take it, but you're still not b'chal the lav. The lav was given to aniyim, and you're an usher. So we have Baker Tumah Halachim to answer Kivegi's question. Either we'll say like the Pnei Yeshua, that if you mafka the sadeh, so we don't see a relationship between you and the peiroi, so you're not b'chal the iser of ani being zaycha b'shaloi, because here it's not Sada Shaloi, we have the Teres Marit, it's only an Isser if B'Shas that Afrash you're an Ani, but if at the time of that Afrash you're an Asher, there's no Isser. Now, regarding this Machlekes HaSugyos, our Lashon HaGemara is, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, that given the Ilu Mafkir Nichsei V'Hava Ani V'Shakalei Lesley Pseidah V'Rabbanan Savri Nichsei Le'Mafkir Inish Demirtis Domozachi B'Hu Inish Achrina Hilgach Nachshadu. The Gemara in Makis, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, it's also a Baya, also coming to explain this Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Over there we have a different Lashon. Over there it says, Eliezer Sfirlei, the Kivan de Mamayna, Afushe Mafresh, Verabonin Sfirlei, Kivan the Trichalu Milsa, Le Mafresh. So Rashi explains that Kivan de Mamayna, Afushe Mafresh means that Rabbi Eliezer holds since the entire issue that he's being over his mamonis, that means he'll be mafish to Maaserani, and he'll eat it himself. The only thing he's doing wrong is stealing from the aniyim. He has no problem. He's an amaretz. He has no problem stealing from the aniyim. He just doesn't want tevel. So he'll get out of tevel by being mafish, and he'll eat it. So there's no reason for him not to be mafish, because he's not really losing any money, because he'll just take it for himself. He doesn't mind stealing. The barn hold, he won't even do that. Because given the trichle milsa le mafresh, it's just a pain in the neck to be mafresh, so you won't do it at all. If you learn like that, it's a stiras asugis. Abai over here says a machlokes if a person will take the risk of being mafker as nechasim, and over there we're saying a svara, will he be matriach himself to be mafresh and then take it for himself or not. The goyin switches the gears in Makis. Instead of being goyin, trichulu milsa, he says sanilu milsa. So the Tal Torah for Meir Arik, the Makis over there, he says the goyin is trying to shim the sugyas. What the goyin is doing is he's saying sanya is he learned that Rabbi Yehuda is saying keeping the money afrushe mafrish. Since it's only mamas on the line, he has an eitzah to get it back. It's a little sasim in the Gemara, but this is how the Goyin is going to learn. But the other says, it's only an issue of mamas, so I'll be mafkir, and then I'll be, have an eitzah to get it back, because I can be mafkir my nechastim, turn myself into an ani, and get it back. Where Rashi had learned, afrushe mafrish means he doesn't mind stealing, the Goyin is learning afrushe mafrish means it's only mamayna, so I'll afrushe mafrish, because I have a way to get it back. Maybe he's mocking on stealing also. He doesn't want to steal from the Ani, from the other Aniim, but he has an Eitzah to get it for himself. For Abonin Sirule, Kivon Desanyalu Milsa Le Mafish. Which literally means he hates this Milsa. What does that mean? He's very bothered by this Eitzah of Rabbi Eliezer. We assume that Amaris will not want to go and be Mafkir's Nechasim. It's Sanyalu Milsa. He's very bothered by this. He hates it. He doesn't want to go and be mafkir the chasim. Someone else can go and steal it. So he won't do it. Therefore, when you buy from an amaretz, you have to get ma'aser on you because sani le milsa, it's not an eitzah for him to go and be mafkir. So according to this, there's no machlokes asugyas. We mentioned earlier, the Karen Eira learns that there is a machlokes asugyas, and the svar would be like the Pnei Yeshua above Metzia, that maybe when you're mafkir, you're in a chasim, so it's not your field. If it's not your field, so you don't have the halacha of ani being zeicha b'shaloi, and the other sugya holds that even in such a case you do have that iser. So the Gemara Makis held you don't have an eitzah of being mafkir nechasim being zeicha because it's also for an ani to be zeicha b'shaloi. That would be machlokes asugyas. If an ani that's mafkir the sada could be zeicha in the peiros, do we see that it's still his peiros or it's not the peiros of his field, and therefore he could be zeicha? There's a third mahalach to deal with this. See in the sugyas, and that's in the Har Tzvi, in his Chelek HaZroim, Sim Mem Dalet, Ayis Gimel. Over there he's dealing with the Shaila, they always have Hafrasha and Nesina, your Mafrasha, and then there's a mitzvah to give it to the Aniyim. So he says, there's a big Shaila, if the Nesina is back of the Hafrasha, do you get a mitzvah of being Mafrash, the Meister, if you never give it to the Ani? And it's actually more than just, did you get the mitzvah of the Hafrasha? He's really dealing with, does the Hafrasha work? The point of the Hafrasha is to take away the Isser Tevel. But it could be, if you make a Hafrasha, and you never make a Nesina, so a Hafrasha without a Nesina is worthless, and it's still Tevel. So he says, this is the Machlekes of the Sugyas. The Gemara in Makis says that it's Mamayna, which Rashi says means, it's Mamayna, it's just a Mamnistika issue, so you don't mind stealing from the Ani. That means you're going to be Mafreshit, so Tevel bothers you, you'll take care of the Tevel, and then you plan on stealing it from the Ani, so you'll keep it. So you have no problems, there's no reason that the Amaris wouldn't be Mafreshit. He's Mafreshit, takes off the Tevel, and that's something that bothers him, and then he steals it from the Ani and eats it himself. That clearly is going with the Mahalich, that a Hafrasha without an Asina works, to take off the Tevel. However, the Gemara in the Nedarim couldn't say that Mahalach. The Gemara in the Nedarim holds that if you make a Hafrasha and you never make an Asina, rather you take it be'isser without being an Ani, so that Hafrasha is worthless, so it's still Tevel. So the only way to get out of Tevel, according to the Gemara in the Nedarim, is for you to go and be Mafreshit, make yourself an Ani, and then take it for yourself. That's the only way that the Amar Oretz would give Maaser Ani. He wants to get out of Tevel, and the only way for him to get out of Tevel is by making an Asina. But he doesn't want to do an Asina to someone else, so he has to make himself an Ani and then take it. That would be the Bira Machlokes of the Sugyas. So we have the Goyin, Alpi the Tal Torah, that there's no Machlokes of Sugyas, they mean the same Pshat. Karen Eira says there's a Machlokes of Sugyas, which is similar to the Machlokes Rashi in the Pnei Yeshua and Bava Metzia. If when someone's Mafkir, his Sada, does he still have the Isser of Ani being Zeicha B'Shaloi? And we have the Mahalach of the Har Tzvi, that their Machlokes HaSugyas is in the scene of Ma'akiv and Afrash. Now just one last thing, and that is, that our Gemara says, Reb Lazar, Oymer, Lo'y Nechshadu Amaratzim, Al Maiser Ani. We said, whatever the Svara is, Rabbi Eliezer holds, we do not assume that Amoratim did not give Maisarani. They give Maisarani. And even the Gemara Makis, which might argue in our Gemara, also holds that they're Mafrish Maisarani. The only difference is, did they keep it from themselves, Be'isr or Be'heter, would they have the Eitzah of being Mafkir Nichse? But both sugis are going according to Abaya, that a regular Amoratim gives Maisarani. The one argue and they say that you do not give Maisarani. Now there's a Gemara in Seit Daf Memches. The Gemara says of Yechanan, he went and he inspected, he wanted to see how Amoratzim deal with their Paris to know the Hilchas of Demai. So he went around the Chol Gvul Yisrael and he saw that Amoratzim are only Mafrish Truma, not any other Maisris. So the Ritva and Makis Daf Yitzayin asked the obvious question. How could Abaya say that according to Rabbi Yezer, we assume that the Metzias is? It's not a question of Lama, this is a question of Metzias. We're assuming that the Amoratzim are giving Maisarani. But Rabbi Yechanan checked and he said that they don't give Maisarani, they only give Truma. So how could Rabbi Yezer say, how could Abaya say, that Rabbi Yezer and the Rabbanan are arguing if we have a right to assume that Amoratzim give Maisarani or not, if we have a Rabbi Yechanan inspection, and he clearly saw that they don't give Maisarani? So the Ritva answers that we must say, according to Abaye, that Rabbi Yezer would argue on that story, and he argues on Rabbi Yechanan's report. Rabbi Yechanan said they don't give, and Rabbi Yezer argues, and he holds they do give. And even the Amoratzim, they don't only give Truma, they also give Maisarani. The Ritva says another terrorist that maybe or Rabbi Yechanan meant is that they're zoriz, they're extra careful to give the truma, but they're not extra careful to give the Maisarani. But of course, he never meant to say they don't give it. So lashon is the truma that zrizim lahafrish Maisarani loyko kach mafrish bezrizis. They don't have the zrizis, this extra zrizis they don't have. So even Rabbi Yezer that says they were mafrish doesn't mean it's on the level of truma, but they did do it. So even though Rabbi Yechanan said only truma is done bezrizis, Rabbi Yezer holds that if you buy payers from Am Aretz, you do not have to be mafrish Maisarani because we have a right to assume they did it. Even though they didn't do it bezrizis, they still did it. Now we could explain why Maisarani was done less bezrizis than truma. It's not clear that it even needs a beer because truma is much more chashuv in their eyes, mineu bei, because eating truma is something that carries much more weight, because eating truma has misa deshamayim and Maisarani is mutl azarim. That could be a simple enough reason why they're more makban than truma. But we can add on that we said over some Rishonim that Maisarani, even the tevel of Maisarani, is only something that carries a lav. If all you have is a lav, so if you're talking that on truma, where the tevel is misa deshamayim, they're more makbid, then Maisarani, where the tevel only carries a lav. But according to the other Rishonim, that Maisarani also has this halacha of misa deshamayim, so it's similar, the tevel of Maisarani is similar to the tevel of truma, then you'll have to say the first shot we just said, and that is that the truma itself is more chomer, because they know that eating truma has the halacha of misa deshamayim, and that's why they're more makbid on dine truma than the halachas of dine Maisarani.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.